Global History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. I'm going to interview a man by the name of Mr. Sam. Mr. Sam, will you give me your name and your address?
My name is Sam Yuk Chi. I live in Los Angeles.
3870 Grayburn Avenue. What language or languages do you speak at home, Mr. Sam?
Both English and Chinese.
And then when you leave home, what do you usually speak?
Both English and Chinese.
I understand that you were not born in America. What time did you come over to America?
I came over in 1920.
How old were you then?
I was about 13 years old.
Then which school did you go to first when you came?
I went to a school conducted by a missionary who gave me private lessons.
Where was that school?
Located in Los Angeles.
In Chinatown?
Yes.
I see. Then how long were you in that school?
I was in that school for about 6 months.
Did you know any English before you came?
No.
Were you in this country by yourself, Mr. Sam?
No, my father was here.
What was your father doing?
He's a farmer.
Where about did he farm?
Near Los Angeles in the Pomona area.
Was he very successful in his farming?
I would say quite successful.
Then how many years did you stay in Pomona?
3 years.
Then after that, where did you go to school?
I came back to Los Angeles.
Did you go to a high school here?
I graduated from Polytechnic High School in Los Angeles.
Then did you go to work after that, or what did you do?
I stayed out of school for 1 year to save up some money to go to college.
At that time, Polytechnic High School, were there all Americans, or was it a mixed school?
Mostly Caucasian.
At school, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
Mostly Chinese. There were only a few of us, half a dozen of us or so.
Were there some blacks? Did you associate with them?
Yes, there are a few blacks, and no, never associate with them.
And how about Chicanos? Did you associate with them?
No.
Do you right now feel that you are more Chinese or more American?
I think I feel that maybe I'm a little bit more American than Chinese.
Now, did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese, or are you very proud to be a Chinese?
I'm proud to be Chinese.
Do you think you were typical of most other Chinese, or are you different from most of them?
I think I'm a little bit different from most of other Chinese.
Why did you say that?
Most other Chinese didn't want to go to school for the main reason that they didn't have money to go to school. But for me, I just worked my way through school. I wanted to do that.
By the way, was your mother here with you, or were you just with your father?
My mother could not come to the United States. I was with my father alone.
Then when anyone in the family was sick, did they prefer Chinese or Western medicine?
Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm.
This is what we call herb, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat any medicine-oriented food at home? Like, you know, using a Chinese herb to cook oxtail or something like that?
Yes.
In recreation, did your father and other relatives prefer Chinese things, such as playing mahjong and playing Chinese music?
My father preferred Chinese games, but I preferred American games.
At that time, did you write to your relatives and friends in China often?
Not very often.
Did you or your father join any associations in China, like the Family Name Association or the Tong or something like that?
No.
As far as you know, which is the most important families in Los Angeles?
Because the Wong family is the biggest family in Los Angeles.
And then the what, besides the Wongs?
Then there's the Lees. My family is a minority.
Which individual do you consider to be prominent Chinese in LA at that time, before World War II? Which one person or one family can you name?
I think this one person that I know, his name was Peter Su Hu. At that time, he was very active with the church activities, and he also was a city engineer before he died. And he's one of the originator of the new Chinatown in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Now then, before the war, what kind of jobs were most Chinese engaged in?
Most of the Chinese in Los Angeles, they work in restaurants, laundry houses, wholesale produce market, grocery stores, and the like.
Then the pre-war period, what would you consider an average income for the Chinese, pre-war?
Pre-war period. I think right around $100 a month is the average income.
Mm-hmm. Then $100 a month is not very much, isn't it? But how about how do you compare that with expenses for food, rent, medical expenses, etc.?
Well, $100 a month in those days, you could buy a lot of things. The food is very cheap, so is rental, transportation. You can get ride a streetcar for a nickel from one end of the town to another. And you can buy a dozen eggs for 20 cents, something like that.
Now, you mentioned the fact that many Chinese work at a produce market. Have you ever worked there, Mr. Sam?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me something about it?
I work down the wholesale produce market during my school vacations. And for a while, I also spent 2-3 hours in the morning before I went to school.
Mm-hmm. How was the working conditions in the produce market at that time? How many hours did people work?
It was very long hours, because this, at that time there was no union association.
Mm-hmm. So, you didn't work there very long, did you?
After
high school in Los Angeles, did you go on to college?
Well, I worked down there mostly during my high school years. Mm-hmm. And after that, I stay out of school for 1 year, worked down the produce market, save up some money so I could go to college.
I see. Well, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about college later on.
Mm-hmm.
Did most Chinese live near other Chinese at that time?
I would say yes.
Would they move if the neighborhood changed, just to stay near other Chinese?
Usually the neighborhood doesn't change that much for me to observe mm-hmm. any difference.
The fact that they want to stay near other Chinese, could it be because of the language barrier?
Well, I think more of association with their own people mm-hmm. more than anything else.
Now, you said people work so hard for the money. What did they do with the money they saved? Do they gamble? Did they gamble them away, or did they send them back to China, or did they put them in the bank, or what?
As far as I know, not everybody saved their money. And put them into good use. There are many people I know that gambles all their savings away if they do make a saving.
Now, you mentioned that you were over here with your father. How come your mother did not come over? Were other mothers here too in Los Angeles?
My father, he was a citizen of the United States, but in those days, the mother cannot forbid the mother to come to the United States mm-hmm. by the U.S. immigration law.
Now, do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China, like supporting the 1911 revolution?
No, I don't.
Now, did many Chinese feel they had obligations in China, like family support and support the children?
Yes, I think most of the Chinese living in this country feel that obligation toward their family in China, especially before the communists took over.
Now, were the Chinese in Los Angeles affected by the Great Big Depression?
Yes, in a way. I think the depression affected everybody.
Did you yourself feel there was hostility towards Chinese in Los Angeles? If so, when do you think was the worst time?
Uh, during my experience living in Los Angeles, I did experience some discrimination against the Chinese in the way of housing, in the way of looking for jobs, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you consider then, by all fairness, that Chinese have done better, or have they done worse than the general population of Los Angeles? And why?
I think most of the Chinese, I believe they have done better in the sense that they don't expect too much, and they could get by with very little.
Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in the way of doing business? Or have you ever heard people making such comparisons?
No. I always knew that the Jewish people are the best business people in the world.
Now, Mr. Sam, this is going back to your schooling. You have finished high school in Los Angeles, and you said that you went away to go to college. What was your major, and where did you go to college?
I went to University of Nevada at Reno, and I took up mining engineering.
Did you enjoy being a mining student?
Yes.
And I presume you stayed there for 4 or 5 years until you graduated?
I stayed there for 4 years.
After that, where did you go? Well, what was some of your experience in Reno? Was there any problems with the students or with people other than your own race?
No, I never experienced any problems with my fellow students. They were very nice to me.
So after college, what did you do?
Like all graduates, we all going out to look for a job. And in our class, there were 11 students graduated, and I was the only one left without a job. I stayed there for about 2 weeks after school closed. And finally, I went to Arizona for a job, and...
What did you do there, Mr. Sam?
I was an assayer for a mining company.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you stay there?
I stayed there for about a year and a half.
And then where did you go?
And then there's a call for a mining engineer in China, in the province of Guangdong.
Mm-hmm. So you went back there. And mm-hmm. then by that time, it was very close to the Second World War, huh?
I worked for the mineral industry at the National Resources Commission for about a year, mm-hmm. and then the war came.
The Second World War started in China.
No, it was the Japanese invasion of China.
Japanese invasion.
Yeah.
Then what did you do then? Came back to the United States?
Since I'm an American citizen, I came right back to the United States.
Did you have difficulty in finding a job? It was during the Depression?
It was during the Depression. And also, I had difficulty of getting a job because I'm not a Caucasian. When I applied for a job, which I was well qualified, and the answer I received from them was like this: we are looking for a Caucasian.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So at that time, when you returned to America, Yori were married with a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then were you very discouraged?
Yes, I was discouraged for a while until, because the Second World War came around and I was able to work for the shipyard.
Mm-hmm. In San Pedro?
Yes.
Then
in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you work there? About.
I worked there for over 4 years mm-hmm. At the end of the war.
Then after the war, what did you do?
Well, I tried to get back to my mining profession, but at that time, most every industry is standing still, and I had to go back to doing other things to make a living.
And what did you do then, Mr. Sam?
Well, I spent some time working down the produce market and also as a bookkeeper for some grocery stores.
And then what else did you do?
Yes, well, since I was not able to get back to my profession because of discrimination and so on, and because of a depression, and most industries are standing still. I was influenced by an old friend of mine that urged me to go into grocery business. And I borrowed some money and bought a neighborhood grocery store. And I operated for about 10 years.
When you came back to America, you settled in Los Angeles, didn't you?
Yes.
Then after you worked at the grocery store, then what else did you do?
After about 10 years in that grocery business, I was bothered with varicose vein on my left foot, and the doctor ordered me to stay away from standing too long. So I sold the business and concentrate on investment business.
Do you have children, Mr. Sam?
Yes, I have 3 boys.
Now, in your leisure time, did you associate mostly with people you know from work, or were they mostly Chinese or non-Chinese?
I associate with most of the people from work and also from playing games.
What kind of games do you like to play now, Mr. Sam?
I love to play tennis. I was a member of the high school team in Los Angeles, and also I was a member of the university varsity tennis team.
Did you join any social organizations in L.A.?
If you call going to church is a social organization, yes, I belong to a Presbyterian church.
Did you often go to Chinatown, or do you feel that a particular tie to it?
Well, I go to Chinatown once in a while to get Chinese food. That's about all. I don't know too many people in Chinatown.
Do you feel more Chinese or American, Mr. Sam?
Well, in many ways, I feel that I'm more American than Chinese.
Where did most Chinese men meet their wives? The old-fashioned Chinese.
Well, in the old days, not too many Chinese meet their wives in Los Angeles here. because there's not too many Chinese girls here. And most of the men, they already married before they came to Los Angeles.
Then how about among the newer type, like the American-born Chinese men?
Well, they usually met their friends in church or school.
So did many of them, the older type, return to China to get married?
Yes, in those days.
Do you know why they wanted to return to China to get married?
Because there's not enough Chinese girls over here.
Now, were the American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents?
Well, I don't think so. It really doesn't make that much difference. That's why I say I'm a more American than Chinese.
What did most people think of interracial marriage, most Chinese?
Most of the Chinese don't think much of it because from what I have seen, the sons and daughters from such union are in a very difficult position. They cannot claim themselves as Chinese or they cannot claim themselves as American. So they are halfway and they are in a very difficult position.
Do you happen to know of any instances of it, like interracial marriages?
Well, I happen to know of two families in Los Angeles at that time when I was a boy.
Now, did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn the language?
Yes. I think learn how to speak your own Chinese dialect is very important.
And what do you think of this yourself? Do you feel that way too, Mr. Sam?
Yes, yes, I do.
Did many people hope to return to China eventually?
Before the communists took over China, most of the Chinese would like to return to China.
Approximately how many did return to China? I mean, half of them? One third?
Well, most of the older people, they all returned to China that I know of.
Then what did the American-born Chinese think of Chinese schools and going back to China?
Well, not many American-born Chinese like to learn the Chinese language. It's a very difficult language to learn. And they have never seen China. They would like to just go there for a visit.
Now, what did you or others think of the way Chinese were portrayed in American movies?
Well, most of the Chinese play a very small part in the movies, such as cooks or laundrymen and servant, things like that.
Did you or your friends or anyone that you knew make any kind of protest?
No, I don't know of any.
Did you ever hear anyone say that they were embarrassed to be a Chinese?
Once in a while I heard people say that that Chinese should not play that part.
What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves and for their children?
Well, most of the Chinese, the older Chinese, they would like to have their own business, to be independent.
And how about the younger Chinese?
The younger Chinese, most of them are, say, native born, and they're just like any American boy. They like to play and they think nothing about the future.
Well, I think you gave me a lot of information, and thank you very much, Mr. Sam.
All right, you're welcome.